I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to Game Week 33 of Fantasy Football Noise. With me this evening is only Mr. Steve Baker.
What do you mean only, you cheeky fucker?
Well, it's only you.
It's seulement moi.
Just you and me. It was in no way intended as a slur, mate. If anything, it's an upgrade. It's an intimate show, just me and you.
Oh, this is awkward now.
No Mitch. No guest fuckery.
Is Mitchell still on cocking holiday?
He is on holiday still, yeah. And we've been blessed with an audio postcard, if you will.
Oh, how exciting.
From him, so we could play a couple of those in throughout the show for those people who are having withdrawal symptoms from Mitch.
I should imagine literally 3% of our listeners might be in that category.
I did have a personal message from Dan Solon, who said he misses Mitch and he didn't enjoy Stuart's arrogance last week.
They are vying at the top of the table, though, so there's got to be animosity between
bit
them.
Bit of animosity. Yeah, quite. Well, hey, listen, what a week of football.
I know.
Jesus, since the last show.
You're in the Champions League semi-final, mate.
I know. How about that? I mean, as if we've dicked them 5-1 over two legs, home and away.
I know.
As if. You'd have to say we had a bit of help from the referees last night because I couldn't see anything wrong with that goal that they disallowed, and that would have been a different story.
Should have been 2 up, shouldn't they?
2-0 at half time.
Oof, that would have been tight. Squeaky bum time. Actually, at 2-0, it was still squeaky bum time for me. Or 2-1. You always think that Liverpool are going to concede, but I think once it went to 2-1, it was pretty much all over, wasn't it? But even at 1-1,
once we scored, as soon as that goal went in, yeah, we were just a completely different side. Did you notice that? We were so blatantly nervous in the first half. It was awful, awful performance from us. How we got in without conceding more, I don't know. they were just all over us, and we couldn't string more than a couple of passes together. Carrius kept on just hoofing it down the pitch, and then we were just on the back foot again all the time. There was no pressing. It was just, oh God. But yeah.
So hang on, let's get things in order. So two things. Firstly, I also really enjoyed the Merseyside derby, mate. I thought it was scintillating.
I didn't even watch
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, the worst game of football I've seen all season.
Yeah, I assume it was the last one on Match of the Day.
Oh, was it?
Because I didn't get that far.
It's not a surprise, not just because it was 0-0. I mean, you do get 0-0s halfway into Match of the Day sometimes, but this was definitely last.
Yeah. I heard that it was dire as well, so I didn't need to see it. But like you say, it was to be expected, wasn't it, with half the key players out.
Yeah, absolutely. And anyone who captained Salah will be kicking themselves. Hopefully.
Not many people, I would have thought.
Well, you say that. And then secondly, so second point of order, that gives Liverpool a semi-final on Tuesday the 24th of April, which is just after game week 35.
Yep.
And a semi-final second leg on the 2nd of May, which is just after game week 36.
Correct.
Time to ditch your Liverpool assets in FPL, I think. isn't it?
Well, it could be. I mean, especially as they've got no doubles, it will probably be affected by how well or how badly Chelsea continue to do. Because at the moment, we've got a 10-point cushion, I believe, on them. So if that stays the same, then yeah, I can't see the key players being used too much in the league, can you?
No, I don't think so. I think we can expect to see Solanke and Ings.
Yeah.
Can't we?
Not bad options.
Well, I mean, I would be happy with Ings up front, to be fair.
I bet you would.
Got to be, yeah. But did you see Tammy Abraham's shoulder finish?
Yes.
Against West Brom. Yeah. It actually looked like a really good header in real time. But yeah, on first replay, you're like, oh, he's fucking missed that. He's hit his shoulder.
Yeah. They all count, mate.
They all count. Look in the book.
What will it say?
It will say Abraham 72 or something.
But before we get on to the other results of game week 33, I think we need to finish off this point about City and what a horrendous week they've had.
I know. Three defeats in a row.
2-0 up at half time against United, on the cusp of lifting the trophy. And yeah, that's unreal. I, absolutely unreal turnaround.
Yeah, I know. I have to say that is one of the most enjoyable games of football I've ever watched. So total neutral.
It was good.
And I also hate Daphne running Raheem Sterling. And to see him fire those two over the bar when they were 2-0.
He could have had a first half hat trick, couldn't he?
Yeah, easy. Easy peasy. And then he kind of shinned it onto the post in the second half as well. Did you see that?
Yeah. Just laughable. So laughable. He's only good for a literally open goal tap in.
I mean, having said that, he has scored like 21 league goals this season or something.
21
like that,
league tap ins. Yeah, you're right.
Gary Lineker-esque.
I'm being harsh on him, but his finishing has always been dreadful. And I laugh every time I see him sky one.
It's as if his foot is slightly lower on his right side. It's slightly lower than sea level. So it just sort of nine irons it over the bar, doesn't it?
I was going to say, it's almost as if he's got some sort of door wedge, like sellotaped to the inside of his boot. And he needs to have driver on, and he just got the nine iron. Just sends it up over. Oh, dear. It is brilliant.
And final thing on that game. Well, it might not be, but I wanted to also hats off to David De Gea.
Oh,
the save in the second half. Actually, it doesn't really get any better in slow mo. It was real time where he saved it, and you're like, "It seems fucking
safe." It seems like he's pulling out at least one of those every game for them.
Do you think
he's effectively their top goal scorer? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? He's just week after week, he's just saving certain goals.
I was reading today one article that said, with West Brom and Bournemouth in the double game week, you've got to start thinking about him as captain.
Yeah.
It's not a bad shout.
Actually. I haven't thought about that.
It's quite safe, isn't it, in terms of rotation?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Because I was looking today about maybe bringing Jones in, because Jones is back fit and training, apparently. But I'm going to leave it to the last minute to decide, because I'm just not sure if he's going to make it back in, and if he's likely to play both games. You know, he might get one of them, but will he get both? And you desperately want both, obviously. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, Smalling didn't have a great game, did he? And then he popped up and
he scored, lovely finish,
scored obviously.
Volley,
so
lovely,
yeah, really, really well. So a bit of atonement, really. But what do you think? Do you think Jones will?
It's not worth the risk. I think
there's likely
no.
I don't think it is. You need a surefire thing, don't you?
You do need a surefire thing in a double game week, and that's going to be the hardest thing, isn't it? So we were saying in earlier episodes, double game weeks earlier in the season are fine. You can almost guarantee two players starting, especially if there's no, you know, League Cup or Champions League or Europa League in the middle of it. But this one here, we already saw rotation on Saturday, hence the, I think, global average score of 32.
Yeah.
And in this double game week, it's not going to get any better. It really isn't. You look at sides like Burnley and Chelsea and Leicester and Southampton, who play on the Thursday,
mm-hmm.
you know, actually, Chelsea and Burnley have got less than a 3-day turnaround before they play on the Sunday again. So there's got to be rotation there.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah,
it's not going to be easy. It's making me question whether actually I'd be better off just picking my triple captain for this one, because I was planning on playing bench boost, but I've got let's get on to our teams, because I. But you and me both scored a whopping 30 points.
Oh, did you get 30 as well? I must admit, you know when you've done shit, and actually I didn't even look at my final score until today. Whereas when you've done well, I can literally wear out the refresh button on my phone.
Yeah, just can't look at it enough when you've got goals everywhere and clean sheets. No, I think I had four players spontaneously just didn't play. Salah, Monreal, me and Goodmanson.
Oh.
So, and then I had three or four more players who scored either one or two. So,
well,
no, four ones and four twos. So 4-0s, 4-1s, 4-2s, 6 for Van Dijk.
Oh dear.
And the Aubameyang captain, 30 points. Horrendous.
So I too, 30 points, Aubameyang captain. But my agony of the weekend is that I went with Fabianski, convinced that we would get a clean sheet at West Brom. And my subkeeper...
Understandably.
Yeah, exactly. My subkeeper is Pickford, who is in the team of the week with 10 points.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Wow. Well, this feels like a good time, perhaps, to play in Mitch's first clip.
I can't wait to hear this. Is he pissed?
Shall we do? Don't think so, okay. No, but... Pissed, no. Smug, yes.
Hello, you pair of bellends. I hope you're very, very well. I join you from the edge of the Andaman Sea, which hopefully you can hear lapping at my toes. I know you miss me awfully, so I thought I'd record you a little message just to let you know how my FPL planning's going from halfway around the world.
Lapping at my toes, what a prick.
So looking back on game week 33, that's where we are, isn't it? I don't know, my brain is mush. But game week 33, low scoring for everyone. But I think, read it and weep, guys, 36 points for me, terribly low, but...
He's fucking won it with 36.
That sounds like a win, I think, which takes our head-to-head to 12-12-9. So it's not entirely unassailable for me in the head-to-head. At least it would be something if I could get somewhere close. And it's not too disrespectful, so not too bad.
Disrespectful.
I think he suffered from some. You know, sometimes I get a challenge with simple maths.
Yes.
I'm not sure 12-12-9... is the right addition for 32 game weeks, is it?
Game week 33.
Oh, mate. It was game week 33, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd.
That is odd.
Oh, I've done it
again. Are you happy with the maths now?
Simple math. No, no. That, I got 33 as the answer. I just thought it was game week 32.
Yeah.
That's just getting old, isn't it?
Yeah. So, do you want to hear a bit more from Mitch?
Yes, please. 36
he did,
points.
He did beat us, but yeah. There's only so cocky you can be with 36 points, isn't there?
Exactly. Right,
what else has he got to say?
Anyway, that's enough of the FPL stuff. I listened to your episode while I was here in Thailand, and fascinating to hear the insights of Stuart Herrington. and I just thought I'd let you know that I do think that you're a complete set of cunts, because there I am, go away for a week, and what do I get? Back chat from Herrington once again. So I get my right to reply. Maybe I'll give him a little bit of my own medicine when I get back next week. Looking forward to it. Missed you all terribly. I've had a bit of time on my hands to plan my game weeks, so I reckon this is going to be a good season for me after all, and I'm enjoying the run in already. So see you soon. Bye.
Oh, that was nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, lovely. Nice to hear from him.
Very.
He deserves it. He deserves a break, to be honest. It's been at least a month since he had a 5-star holiday on the other side of the world.
I was going to say, I was genuinely thinking, he's probably the last person I know that deserves another break. What are you talking about, John?
It's all in the timing. Good. So, yes, 36 points, and he takes it. You mentioned about the West Brom-Swansea game.
Yeah.
I did. Did you hear how Gary Lineker introduced that game?
No, I didn't.
So he obviously said that Swansea were travelling to West Brom, who now had more managers than league wins this season.
That is quality, isn't it?
That really did tickle me. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
But, yeah, Carvajal went for a point.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Your actual game plan, surely?
Yeah, actual game plan. Decided that it would be better to take 2 points off West Brom, stop them scoring 3 points, than getting 3 points ourselves. And it was only when we went 1-0 down that he made the positive substitution and brought Nathan Dyer on. But before that, it was literally playing for a point and we weren't playing very well.
Wow.
Yeah, terrible performance.
I find that very strange, yeah.
But you know what?
You're still recommending bringing in Swansea players in?
I'm not now, no.
That ship has sailed, is it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was just a Swansea defender for the clean sheet, which I thought I had to back. But we don't double in this game week, and we've got our bogey team, Everton, in game week 34. So, yeah. Don't bring any Swansea players in. That is cue for everyone to go for 3 Swansea players, by the way.
Do you think so? I think you're safe. I think you're safe. I'll tell you who else I thought did well. Did you see the goal that Diouf scored for Stoke?
That was the one that hit his face?
Yeah. I thought he did ever so well, because he basically full speed sprint, and Lloris came out as well.
Yeah.
And I think it was the ball that hit him in the face. It was difficult to tell.
It was the ball, yeah. So Lloris has got right under it to try and loft it way upfield.
Drilled
smashed
him in the face.
In the nose. And gone
in. And he's all wobbly, and he still manages to compose himself and get it in.
Popped his right foot on it, didn't he? And then he literally collapsed after the ball went in the net.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was very commendable. Very, very good.
Oh, I went for the wrong Spurs player again. Eriksen had a stormer.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you bring Kane in?
No, I didn't bring Kane in. No, I brought Son in.
I did. Mm.
Now, did Kane get that goal? Because he actually didn't touch it.
Yes. Awarded today.
No.
But I don't... Yeah, I just heard it on the news this evening. We're recording on Wednesday night this week, by the way, guys. I don't think that FPL retrospectively change it, sadly.
Good.
Because he's in my team. Yeah, I think I remember reading somewhere ages ago in the rules that if that ever happens, the decision that was made on the day stands, I'm fairly sure. So, yes, that's a bit of a shame. But, I did decide to bring him in. And I swapped out Hazard for Willian. Did that switch?
Yep, I did the switch too.
So did you take a 4-point hit yourself?
Yep, took an 8-point hit actually.
Oh really? What else did you do?
Yeah, I brought Mahrez in.
Yeah.
But nothing doing, I'm afraid.
I brought him in 2 weeks ago.
Wasted.
Nothing doing both times.
Ay, ay, ay.
2 weeks before, 10 and 11. I sign him, 3-2.
So I'm looking at the top.
It's pretty true, just form for this season.
I know. So I'm looking at the top of our league and the sorts of players that are. So Stuart Harrington has top scored with 55. Mm. Aspilicueta, Milivojevic.
You're still putting a T in his name, aren't you?
Milivojevic.
There you go.
Yes. I've been practicing that. I haven't. And Vardy.
Yeah.
They're the ones we should have had, mate.
Yeah, indeed. He mentioned Vardy, didn't he? But who did he bring in? Was Aspilicueta a new signing for him?
Yeah, I think he's brought Aspilicueta in.
He's a
machine, isn't he?
Oh, and he got rid of Stevens right before he gets a red card.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the Midas touch.
I'm just looking at the manager of the month for April. And young Ros Nichols is
young
top.
Ros is there, yeah. He had Eriksen captain, I believe, didn't he?
Oh, Eriksen skipper.
Is that right?
That is inspired. 30 points.
So let's go through it. It's early days for the April Manager of the Month. But yeah, Ross is top on 61. Oscar Wilde is second place on 57. Mm. Stuart on 55, as you mentioned, is in third. Dave Marriott is there on 54. Also on 54 is your man Ian Grant.
Yes.
So he's on 54. There's some. Oh, and Mick O'Neill also on 54. Let's not ignore him. And overall standings, do you want to go through it in reverse order?
In reverse order. So let's start with Lois Saunders because she's doing pretty well.
Mm.
1961 in sixth place.
Rough week for her though because she only had 21 points. I think she was. She was definitely higher than that.
For sure. Then we've got Stairsy, who's changed his name again, in fifth place.
Foie gras.
Foie gras.
Always food related.
And he's used the proper German B, which I love.
Brilliant.
It's impressive, isn't it?
You say B, but it's the double S, isn't it?
Gross. Yeah, but it looks like a B.
It does look like grob. Yes, correct.
A proper alphabet.
Yeah. A proper alphabet.
1968 in fourth is Matthias Högberg.
Mm-hmm.
Gabbo in third. Harrington on 1985 in second. And 5 points clear at the top now is John Griffiths.
Yeah, so Stu closed the gap
yeah.
to him by 9 points. So yeah, just five in it. Going to get out to the wire at the top, I think.
Sadly, not us though, mate.
Not that affects us by too much. As I look at the bottom of the table, I can't help but notice the name of William da Costa.
Oh, he's bottom.
Well, he's two or three from the bottom.
38 points. Mm.
But we have had a bit more discussion regarding our chat from last week, haven't we? About the Larry of Brest, William da Costa thing. Well, I put it to Stairsy directly, basically.
Obviously Stairsy.
Are you William da Costa?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the Twitter activity had further hallmarks of Stairsy, didn't he? All that thing with sending the bill to the British government and...
Oh, in the South Georgian Islands.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So we basically challenged him about it. And he hasn't really admitted it yet. He sort of denied it, hasn't he? So I think we get Stairsy on the show next week and we find out once and for all, once Mitch is back, we can finally talk to Stairsy.
Let's put him under the spotlight.
Yeah, get to the bottom of all this. That'd be nice.
That is a great idea. But actually, if it is a wind-up and it is him, he is William da Costa. He's done it pretty well, hasn't he?
Very well. Yeah, I mean, and I take my hat off to Mitch for spotting it, to be honest, because I hadn't put two and two together at all until he said that. So let's quickly review draft and Champions League's scores.
Yes, let's have a quick look at the draft.
We've negated to do the draft for a couple of weeks because there's been so much other chat going on. So in our league, I'm still top, but only by 1 point now.
Oh, it's tight, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been scratching around for fringe players each week. It's not been brilliant.
I've been seeing all the activity. So on the app, I get the notifications every time anyone makes a transfer.
Yeah.
And it's always you doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just about managing to stay top as well, so... Working just about, but Dan Solon is hot on my heels, so he outscored me by 10 points this week. So my front three in there in that game is now Wood, Morata and Barnes.
So good to see Wood starting two games in a row with Barnes.
And he scored, and he had a goal disallowed for offside, and I mean...
Oh, that was tight, wasn't it?
It was very tough. Tight. I hate seeing goals that tight.
Fucking fag paper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What a bullet header as well.
Really good. So he's in good form anyway. And double game week coming up. So I've managed to get, I think I've got nine starters.
Very nice.
For game week 34 with double game week. So that's good. And the only two that haven't are Arnautovic and Salah, who I've chosen to leave in because they've got good fixtures.
And you don't want to give Salah up to anyone else, do you?
I'm certainly not going to get rid of Salah, no. But I mean, obviously I didn't have to start him. But, they're at home to Bournemouth, so fairly favourable tie, you'd have to say.
Now, is Salah going to play?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he probably will. I think the one after, obviously, is more likely to miss, wouldn't you say?
Away at West Brom.
Yeah, because he's going for the Golden Boot as well, so I'm sure he's going to want to play him, but he might get rested for that West Brom one. Yeah. I would suspect that, Klopp will be fairly confident that we can get past West Brom without him in the side.
he's going to save all his best players for that semi-final first leg and then get into an unassailable 4 or 5 goal lead over, I don't know, Roma. And then he can put all the big guns out against Stoke and rest everyone for the Champions League semi-final second leg, right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. So just referring quickly to our Champions League draft game.
Mm.
If anyone's playing that, that's been very enjoyable as well. Oh, blimey. Newsflash.
What's happened?
Juventus 2-0 up.
Lovely.
Just about to kick off in the second half.
Douglas Costa? Tell me it's Douglas Costa.
It's not. It's Super Mario. Mandzukic brace. Another assist for Khedira. Wow. So all of the upsets are happening. Roma coming back, taking out Barcelona last night. Obviously, we've talked about Liverpool doing City, and Juventus are one goal away from being all square with Madrid. That's mental.
Is it nothing each in the Bayern-Seville game?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got Ulrich in net.
Have you?
Yes.
I've taken a punt. You may laugh at this, but I don't know enough to know whether this is a good shout or not. But I had Buffon in goal.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously with teams getting knocked out, I thought he was certainly gone, and I thought Ronaldo's bound to score again, so didn't see much value in keeping him in for this final game.
Yeah.
So I took a punt that Neuer would come back for Bayern.
No.
In the semi-final. He's back. He's back in playing, apparently.
Oh, is he?
Did a little bit of homework, yeah. So whether he gets a start or not, I don't know, but he's ready to, and he's itching to start, and he is.
That is a punt.
Possibly the best goalkeeper in the world, so.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll take the 0 this week, and then at least I've got, hopefully, someone that's going to play in both semis, but we'll see. I've got no idea.
So one of the great benefits of the draft game is the league administrator can set the formation. And John, you very kindly set the formation that we only have one keeper in our squad.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think that was a good shout in hindsight?
I think it was, yeah. I do get confused when I look at my team because the left-hand player on the subs bench is an outfield player, and I'm thinking, he's not a keeper.
I've only got Lallana lined up to come on in nets if anything happens to Neuer.
I've got Escudero in nets.
Yeah, great stopper.
Because we started later, I think is going to be the odd clean sheet, the odd bonus point in it at the end. Isn't it? It's going to be really tight.
Well, I had a great week last week, which was the night after we recorded the last show. I had a 60-odd point week because I got Dzeko and Suarez. Both gave me good performances. So I've got up into the top three now. But obviously Suarez is out, so it's going to be low scoring from here on in, don't you, for most of us?
Mm. Well, I had a great night last night with Manolas with a clean sheet and his goal. So 32 points from the first night for me.
Yeah, you'll take that. Yeah, wonderful.
For sure.
While we're speaking about Ronaldo, I meant to mention this on last week's show. Did you see... So you know the famous statue that Ronaldo had made?
The one in Madeira?
Yeah.
At the airport. Did you see, fucking shite.
Did you see the artist apparently was given a second chance after all of the... After all of the slating that he got, like global mockery, he was given a chance to do it again. Did you see it? Did you see the remake?
I haven't seen it.
I'll share it with you. It is just as bad. Well, not. It's a better sculpture, but it still looks nothing like Ronaldo. It's unbelievable. I just don't know how. I dread to think how much that guy's been paid.
But is he an actual sculptor, or is he just someone they've given a prize to from the special school?
That would be more believable for me, looking at the results. Definitely, like a child in year three has won a competition. Have a crack at this. And the face that Ronaldo is sort of having to pull to put a brave face on it, standing next to this aberration. Yes, Flash! Juventus have scored 3!
Oh my God, Douglas Costa.
Oh my fucking days.
Is it
days.
Douglas Costa?
It's Matuidi.
Oh.
Wow.
Goodness me, you are super excited now. Imagine if Real and Barca went out in the quarterfinals.
That would be crazy. I can't believe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What odds would you have got on City, Barcelona and Real all going out with those results that they had from the first legs?
I know.
You used to be a bookie. What odds would you have given that?
You would have got at least...
Name your prize.
40 to 1.
Surely more than that. All three to go out with three goal advantages.
Oh, okay. With three goal advantages, yeah. A couple of thousand.
I was going to say more like 1,000 or more, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we around about the halfway stage?
It's got to be halfway, isn't it? Nine holes, question. Time for a little... have you got a trivia question for me?
I haven't. I gave the question last week. I was hoping you would have done a bit of prep for me this time.
I haven't done a single second of prep.
You're not. That's come as a real... No. You could knock me down with a feather. I would have put my house on you having it all prepped and ready, Baco. It's just not like you.
I was busy. I had to go to Madrid for work in the last couple of days. Sorry.
Okay, well, since you haven't got one for me, I've got one which I've had on my phone for a while. It's a three-part answer. Which of these tough-tackling midfielders scored the most goals in their Premier League career? Vieira, Wise and Roy Keane. How many goals do you think each of them scored? Can you put them in order? So I'll leave that with you.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you the answers to those later in the show. And also after the break, we will look ahead to game week 34. It's finally upon us. We can look at all our planned transfers, what the options are. And we'll also have another think about how to best play our remaining chips.
And we'll also... work out how to pray and do all sorts of dances to pray to the gods for double game week 34.
Indeed.
Because we need a miracle here, mate.
Yes. Or as you would say, we need snookers. Right, I'll see you after the break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, then. So part two of Fantasy Football Noise. Welcome back. So basically, we're straight into how we're fixed for game week 34. I don't know about you, but I've agonised over it already, and I've ended up cancelling my moves. But I've suddenly got two injuries to deal with, and they're my two Burnley players, me and Goodmanson. Goodmanson's missed two games now. They're both only marked on the site as yellow arrows, but they could come back, but... they're definitely a question for both double game weeks. Sorry, for both games of the double game week.
Is it me, the other player that you've got injured?
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not a great fan of Burnley clean sheets. So in the double game week, they've got two home games, haven't they? They've got Leicester and Chelsea, though. And Leicester are scoring well, although they were outclassed by Newcastle on Saturday. But it doesn't feel right, Leicester and Chelsea at the moment. As two home bankers for two clean sheets, I wouldn't be worried about me so much.
Mm. It was just a question of, obviously, without my wild card, you know, these are the players that I already had. And of course, when the fixtures came in, you're like, great, well, I'll stick with those and I'll change the players who are also not playing particularly well and replace them with players who've got double game weeks. So it's just annoying that I'm sort of... potentially having to change players who have got double game weeks. Because at least you've got two bites of the cherry. You don't necessarily expect a double-digit haul from both of the games in each of the double game weeks. It just gives you two bites of the cherry, doesn't it? You know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I've got... So playing twice, I've got Schmeichel in goal, which I'm fairly happy with. He's been doing quite well lately. I've got Willian, Mahrez and... Goodmanson, who all play twice if Goodmanson is fit in time, and I've still got Van La Parra somehow, but unless I'm playing my bench boost.
Van La Parra's not playing twice, mate, is he?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So he was obviously ripe for me to change. But I've got 1.6 in the bank, and he's only 4.7. So buying options not brilliant unless I take a hit, which I'm happy to do. Up front, I've got Harry Kane, Aubameyang, and Callum Wilson. So obviously Wilson's got two games, but they're against Liverpool and United. So he's not been doing very well either lately. So I'd probably either change him or bench him.
Yeah.
So it's not a brilliant looking side, is it?
It's not great, is it? It's not jumping out at me and saying, I think you're gonna get into the low thousands in terms of game week rank here.
No. I am almost, because my overall rank is so fucked anyway, I'm tempted to do a Mitch and spend a boatload of points just gearing up a team to try and score over 100 points, because I don't think the side I've got currently is going to do it.
I think so. Spend points and do your bench boost.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got 15 players who've got a cracking chance of some serious points. Mm. Take the hit, 16, 20 point a hit.
So where are we looking? Do you want to mention your side first, and then we can go into it?
Okay. So far, I've only got five double game weekers.
Five.
And I'm not confident about Trippier starting both. I've got Christensen, Willian, Son, and Mahrez. So, okay. Not tremendous. I'm probably gonna take a 4 point hit and get rid of Salah and Firmino. So I'm going to look at Man United assets.
How are you going to feel if Salah plays and scores a hat-trick against Bournemouth?
I'm going to feel pretty bad, if I'm perfectly honest. But
do you need the money? Has it got to be Salah that goes? Because I don't know. I think you've got one more game week in him until they get into the semi-final Champions League rotation that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, here's the thing, right? So my target is top 100,000, and I've not made any improvement in my overall rank in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
So I'm 371,000. So mm-hmm. into the psychology of the Fantasy Football League player,
yep.
I'm now starting to think about gambling.
Right.
I'm starting to think I need a differential and I need a bit of luck. I need to be that bloke who picked Pogba last week.
Yeah. Yeah. He turned up again, didn't he? For the first time in ages.
He did turn up.
Mm. Second half, mind.
He did turn up. He still gives me the impression that with his first touch, he's actually not that good at football.
Yeah. And his
it's
legs.
It's all a bit shins and knees, isn't it? He's like a deer.
Yes, quite. I was going to say his legs are all kind of a bit all out wide and all over the place, but he gets it done.
He does, when
he wants to.
Oh, so where am I looking? I'm looking United.
So you're going to go Pogba, are you?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to play him twice. I think they're on good form. They've got two great fixtures, West Brom at home and Bournemouth. West Brom, in game week 34, they've got a chance of being relegated in game week 35 unless they win at Old Trafford.
Is that right?
I'd love to see them have a crack at United, because they're going to get their arse handed on a plate, really, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean they tend to score, don't they? They tend to score, but then they just always concede.
And then Bournemouth, pretty much safe, aren't they?
I think
in their second
safe,
game
man.
Week.
Yeah.
And we talked about Lukaku as well, so I think I'm going to stick with him.
So I mean, I'm happy with the call that I made 2 weeks ago to go for Aubameyang instead of him, because what's he done since then? He scored one against you guys last week, and then obviously nothing against City, which is as I suspected, so that's good.
Also factored into our thinking last week was the fact that City were probably going to chuck in the towel against Spurs. They were going to be in a Champions League semi-final coming up.
Yeah.
They would have already have won the title. And so Harry Kane was sort of coming into our thinking with City at home and down at the Amex for Brighton in midweek in the double.
I appreciate this. I appreciate the landscape has changed from City's point of view, but I still think I'd still back Harry Kane to score against City.
Yeah, I mean, even if City were still going great guns, weren't near the end of the season, you would expect that to be a decent game of football, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
At Wembley.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And they will leave gaps. They will leave space for him because they're going to be going for it, I'm sure. Three straight defeats and they're going to be tired.
Mm. Convinced me about Harry Kane.
They put a shift in against us that first half and you could see how tired they were at the end of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, it's not quite as attractive perhaps as it was on paper last week, but I'm not taking Kane out, that's for sure.
Okay, Burnley, two home games, but not easy peasy.
No, far from it.
Spurs, we think Kane, Eriksen or Son are good value against City, and they've got a pretty winnable game down at Brighton.
Yep.
And then Man United, home against West Brom, away at Bournemouth is probably the pick for me.
Yeah. And hopefully Mahrez can find his scoring form again.
He'd fucking better do.
I know.
He had a stonewall penalty, though, didn't he, against Newcastle?
Yeah, the thing is, he was looking for that, you know?
He was looking for it, yeah.
He was looking for it, and I think the referee... I wouldn't necessarily say it was simulation, because there was contact, obviously, and he went down, his legs were taken from him. But if you look at it from the right-hand side, like the lino's view, he just folded like a house of cards a bit too quickly. He was just... Do you know what I mean? And I think, I don't know, I think he was his own worst enemy in that regard that time. But yeah, again, more points that could have very nearly come our way, Beko.
I know, so near, but yet so far. And Son was clean through a couple of times for Spurs.
Yep. Yep, indeed.
Nothing doing for me. Oh, it's thin margins here in FPL, isn't it? It's so frustrating.
Yeah, very frustrating. Yeah, so I think I'm going to be spending at least 8 points, if not more. And I'm on the knife edge whether it's going to be triple captain or bench piece. Which way are you leaning?
Yeah, so I've got both of those left.
Yeah. Which way are you going?
I don't think there's a clear captain's choice, so I'm going to leave it later in the season. It might not even be going into double game week 37 that I play the triple captain.
Pogba triple captain? Home to West Brom, away at Bournemouth. Too risky?
Yeah. I might go Aubameyang in game week 37.
Yeah.
If he carries on in this vein of form. I'm very loyal to my captains, mate.
Yeah, yeah. A lot to be said for that.
That said, we've got Huddersfield, Brighton for Man City, both two home games in game week 37. Now I'm gonna save triple captain.
Yeah.
So bench boost it is.
Okay, cool. Shall we see what Mitch has got planned?
Oh yeah, okay.
Let's see.
He really is missing us, isn't he?
I'm now planning for double game week 34, which is looking pretty good for me, I think. Out of my starting 11, I think I've got 9 that have got 2 games.
Bloody hell.
So that's pretty healthy. I was dealing with an absolute shitload of injuries. I think I had 4 injuries, including Mkhitaryan, Robertson, Salah, and then Ben Mee, I think, as well. So I had to deal with that. So dropped Mkhitaryan and brought in... well-known footballing knobhead Jesse Lingard.
Jesse Lingard.
Well-known footballing knobhead.
I also brought in Paul Pogba and captained him for the double game week.
There you go. What say you, Baker?
I know. He's learning. Did you? You'd already listened to that, hadn't you? When you were winding up about Pogba double game week captain.
I had.
Go on, admit it.
I had, yeah, I'd listened to it.
Him for the double game week, seeking differential. So hopefully that pays off
fucking
for me.
Miracle.
We'll see, won't we? And I'll be back next week to tell you all about it.
If he's definitely captaining Pogba in the double game week,
mm-hmm.
that really does make me think, do I need to not bring in Pogba?
I mean, you haven't got many standout options of players with high point ceilings from that United side. They've arguably got the best two fixtures, but you've got Lukaku, you've got Pogba. I mean, anyway, you've got De Gea.
De Gea.
Maybe that's the way to go, Mako. Who's your current keeper? Fabianski.
I've got Fabianski and Pickford. Neither of them double, and they're playing against each other.
Bring in De Gea. I think that could be an inspired shout.
Oh, I've got to change one of them. I can't have them both playing in my bench boost.
No.
All right, De Gea. Oh, but West Brom. No. Okay, De Gea. Yeah, okay.
He's got one last little clip to play us.
Okay.
I strongly and firmly predict that by the end of the season, I will have caught up on the head-to-head. If I don't win it, I think I'll be equal with whoever is in the lead. So it's only 3 game weeks to win, and I think I've got a pretty red-hot side, having played a wonderful wild-card masterstroke. Look forward
36
to that, chaps.
Points. Wonderful.
Red hot 36 points, Ali. I think we talked over his final bit. Hold on. How did he finish?
Good.
Having played a wonderful wild card masterstroke. So look forward to that, chaps.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for that, Mitch.
Yeah.
In the comfort of your sun lounger.
I bet he hasn't watched a second of football as well.
No, I'm sure he hasn't. Oh, there is one more. What's this?
Usually in circumstances like this, I'm supposed to say things like, wish you were here, but I have to say, in fairness, I don't, because if you, Baco and Harrington, were here, John, that would mean being on a beach with you, nothing but 6'6" of skin and bone, Baco, 6'4" of enormous giant man, and probably worst of all, Stuart Harrington with his ice white skin that would burn within 5 minutes of being in the Thai sun. So I don't wish you were here. I think you're best off exactly where you are, and you can leave me to my teak coloured tanning to crack on with the rest of my holiday. Ciao.
I'm still smarting from that DNA test he had done. He's definitely a Mediterranean teak-skinned man, isn't it?
Just a load of old bullshit, isn't it, those things?
It must be.
Yeah. Right. So, to wrap the show up, are we pretty much done apart from trivia?
I think so, mate, yeah. I'm still in a desperate, desperate quandary about double game week 34.
Yeah, no.
I'm no further forward. I hope our listeners are.
I think you're going to need to... That seems unlikely. I think you're going to need to wait till the last minute, I think. Listen to the press conferences on Friday. Jones is maybe like a late shout. There's quite a few injury concerns. But yeah, I don't know which way I'm going either. It's going to be a last minute shout. It's still 3-0 to Juve, by the way.
Oh, it's tight now, isn't it?
Can only be about 10, maybe 15 to go. So
extra time, lovely. We wrap this up, we can watch the extra time, mate.
Yeah, well, you can. I'm going to be editing this fucker. It's all right for some, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely. I might pour myself a nice glass of wine and watch the extra time.
Nice. Well, I might do that and just pull a late one. Anyway, do you want the answers to have a bash at the answers to this trivia question?
So, yes, please. Do you want to remind us of the question, mate?
Yes, indeed I will. Which of these tough tackling midfielders scored the most goals in their Premier League careers? I gave you 3 options: Patrick Vieira, Dennis Wise, and Roy Keane.
So I think you're tricking me here. I think you're the question encourages me not to pick Dennis Wise as the top scorer. And actually, when Wisey started at Chelsea, he was kind of a number 10. You know, he wasn't a holding midfielder like Vieira. So I'm going Wisey.
You think he scored the most of the 3 of them?
Yep, I think Wisey scored the most in his career.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? 70 goals?
Okay, well, we'll do the numbers afterwards. Put them in order first, and then we can have a bash it.
Then I think you throw a blanket over Vieira and Keane. I don't think either of them scored prolifically at all. A 50-50 chance, I would say. I'll go Vieira second and Keane third.
Okay. So you've gone Wise, Vieira, Keane.
Mm-hmm.
And estimated numbers for each?
So I think 70 for Dennis Wise.
70 for Wise.
30 and 20 for the other two.
Okay. So you think 30 for Vieira?
30 for Vieira, 20 for Keane.
Okay. I can tell you, Patrick Vieira scored 31 goals.
Oh, fucking hell.
You're feeling good about things so far, aren't you?
I'm feeling great.
That's where the good news finishes, my friend.
Oh, really? And he was leading. Wise scored 3, or something.
Dennis Wise scored 34
Oof.
Goals. Roy Keane scored 39. Oh. It was Keane. with the most.
I literally got the order exactly the wrong way around.
You did, you did. But you got almost right with Vieira's goal, so we'll try and give you some credit. But yeah.
Thanks, mate.
There you go.
Really patronising. Thanks for that.
Accidental, I promise.
Of course it was.
I just can't help it. Great. Yeah, so that was on Question of Sport a little while ago. And
Was it? Super.
And I got it wrong, and so did, I think it was Tuffers. He fucked it
I
up
love
as well.
Tuffers. He is my proper sporting Tuffers. Hero.
Yeah. Right, well, let's wrap it up there, mate. And whatever you end up deciding to do for Game Week 34, may it bring you lots of success and joy.
Yeah, best of luck to you, mate. And may the double Game Week gods be with you.
Mm, many thanks. All right, mate. Talk to you next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cue the music.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.